בן איש חי, פרשת בלק, אף הפי שאמרנו גוי עובד עבודה זרה אוסר היין גם בהנאה. If a goy touches the wine, so we said a regular goy that worships avodah zarah, it's oser the wine even bahana'a, cannot have any benefit from it. Bekol makom imu tinok she'eno makir avodah zarah b'shem mesheha, he's a baby, he's a kid, he doesn't understand the ins and outs of the avodah zarah, he doesn't understand the worship concept. Eno oser hayayin b'magao bahana'a ela rak asur b'shtiyah. So the wine is still asud. You cannot drink it, even if a tinok, 1 day old, Oved Avodah Zarah goy, touches the wine will become asud, but only b'shtiyah, only drinking. But mutar b'hana'ah, you can sell it. V'afidu mitunok ben yomo osir b'shtiyah. Miu, however, we learned in the last halakha that if a Yishma'ili, if somebody from Yishma'il touches the wine, since they believe in the oneness of God, so it's not osir the yayin b'hana'ah. Asur b'shtiyah, mutar b'hana'ah. However, tinok of a Yishma'ili, which you have a double kula over here, Rebbein Yishchai holds, tinok Yishma'ili, imu katan, she'en lo kavanat maga, he has no kavanah. En osir yayin shelanu maga, afilu b'shtiyah. Tekevan shum Yishma'ilim, she'en em avodah zarah, v'odenu tinok, שאין לו כוונת מגע, אין הוא עושר כלל. הלכה גימל, ספק סתם ינם ומגעם של ישמעאלים. יהיה מספק, you don't know if ישמעאל touch the wine or not, מותר אפילו בשתייה, מותר to drink it. ספק, you have a double ספק, ספק they touch it, ספק not, and anyway there's a ספק on ישמעאלים themselves. ולכן דבש הנעשה מתירוש המבושל של הערבים שמוכרים מסבל שעשה שמונה בו תירוש של גויים שמעלים של אותו המקום, הרי זה מותר. There was a certain honey that they were selling, there was a ספק, maybe the ישמעאלי put some of his wine in there, it's only a ספק, מותר. וכן יעיד לבנו הרב חיים ויטל זל על בנו הגדול והחסיד לבנו הארי שהיה אוכל מזה שהוא בספק, he would eat from this item even though it was a ספק, ואני חושש חנסקר ותעמי מצוות ברכת היקב.